Can you talk about how the federal government shutdown is impacting the food programs in Illinois schools?
Yes, absolutely. So due to the budget uncertainty in Washington, D.C., the State Board of Education in Illinois has not been given any type of guarantee that our third quarter funding from the Department of Agriculture for child nutrition programs is forthcoming. We anticipate it at some point, but we have no guarantee of when and how it will be delivered. And so right now we have cash on hand that would take us basically through April if we reimburse claims at 100% as we normally do.
Now, is this a situation where there's a certain deadline that would pass that schools couldn't get reimbursed for, let's say, the rest of the school year? Or is this a situation where maybe we go through a shutdown until mid-March or so, and then things get figured out, and then we can get the money flowing? Is there some sort of cutoff that would affect things?
There's no potential cutoff that would impact, no official cutoff. I would say, though, the longer we wait to implement a plan that is based on equity, the less funding will be available later on if there is a continued shutdown in the federal government.
Yeah. One of the big reasons I wanted to talk with you is I think regardless of some people's politics, they're under the impression that the federal government shutdown mainly affects just the federal government workers that are missing paychecks, but this is kind of an example of the ripple effects of how a shutdown affects everybody, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And the idea here, again, based on our focus of equity, getting meals to our most needy families and needy children, absolutely causes great concern to us.
I guess people should probably focus on the fact that the State Board of Education is doing something proactive here to make sure that all the children that benefit from this program will be getting fed and taken care of, right?
Correct. What we're trying to do is maximize the current dollars we have right now to maximize the impact on as many communities as possible.
Mm-hmm. And I was speaking with a local superintendent who's in a Tier 2 district, and he was talking about how he's worried that if they're not getting reimbursed for these food programs, and then they have to get into reserves, and that could be a lot of money that districts aren't making interest on, which would affect a district's fiscal health, and that affects how much maybe taxpayers are chipping in. Is my understanding of that basically correct?
I can't address the individual fiscal nature of a specific school district, but I will say that obviously we don't take this step lightly. We understand that this will have an impact on various entities, but I do want to underscore that once federal funding is guaranteed and restored, each entity will receive 100% of its reimbursement back. So you mentioned a Tier 2 school at 25% reimbursement right now. We have every reason to believe that as soon as we have full funding again, the other 75% will be immediately given back to that entity.
I know a lot of this falls on deaf ears anyway, but is ISBE involved in any sort of lobbying or communication with federal legislators on I guess, impressing upon the need to be quick about ending the shutdown?
Yeah, I mean, we have reached out to a whole series of state and federal stakeholders prior to releasing this memorandum this week to make them aware of the situation and the current potential that this could have on Illinois families if left unresolved.
Can we talk about how the what the tiers are and kind of where those come from? If I'm not mistaken, aren't those a part of the evidence-based funding model and they're kind of taken from there?
Correct. Yeah, and I'll give you my most summarized example of this. So,
I know it's kind of complicated.
Tier one school districts are those that are most financially vulnerable. Tier two would be one step removed from that, and tiers three and four, once you get down to four, would be those Illinois school districts that have the most local capacity to provide educational and support services to their kids. And so, in looking at the tiered system here, we wanted to make sure that Tier 1 and Tier 2 received at least partial reimbursement, whereas Tiers 3 and Tiers 4 we know will be impacted, but they do have local resources that the other tiers cannot rely on.
Do you have any idea if necessarily the potential long-term financial impact would be different for a Tier 4 school versus a Tier 1 school if they're not getting reimbursed for these programs?
Can't speak to specifics, I'm sorry, but like
sure.
I said, our long-term goal, our medium-term goal, will be to fully reimburse every entity, whether you're Tier 1, 2, 3, or 4, or any other facility, depending on this funding, just maybe on a delayed basis.
Any other information or anything I might have missed that you'd like people to know about?
Yeah, just want to stress that the plan that we implemented is based on the principle of equity, that we're trying to get dollars to the communities that are in the most need, and potentially to families who are most vulnerable. And so we know this impacts 100% of our school districts, but based on trying to get the money where it is most needed, that's where we're headed with this plan.